For nearly 2 years, the rainy seasons have failed in the lowland regions of eastern Ethiopia. The UN says more than 4 million people are facing critical water shortages. In recent months, the livestock they depend on to survive have been dying in their tens of thousands. Access for journalists in Ethiopia is restricted. The UN released this video from the Somali region. Hundreds of thousands of people are depending on health and nutrition support from the UN's Agency for Children. The UN says around 200,000 children are malnourished, and the numbers are growing fast. At mobile clinics like this one, people can get some help. Vitamin-rich therapeutic feeding paste can help to bring children back from the brink. Most of the people here depend on herding livestock to survive. They have to walk further every month to find water. The pools where the animals drink are a fraction of their usual size. Getting out what's left of the water isn't easy, but it keeps thirsty camels alive. The UN's mobile clinics are helping some, but it says it needs about $30 million to reach all the people who are in need.
This is part of the strategy that we appreciate to minimize unnecessary deaths among children, and it's a critical integrated package of life-saving with sanitation, promotion, treatment of acute malnutrition, and the treatment of common illnesses, and including vaccinations.
As more animals die and crops fail, the number of people in need just goes up. The UN says in 2 months from now, nearly 7 million people will need help. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.